Hello, advanced and intermediate tier patrons. Hope you're well. We are officially at the halfway stage of the FPL season following the Chelsea-Manchester United match tonight. That'll be the end of game week 19. It won't feel quite like halfway because not half of the games have been played, but technically we will be at halfway of the season. Game week 20 obviously feels like a long way away. Deadline not till next Friday. Of course, there's FA Cup fixtures this weekend and Carabao Cup quarterfinals next midweek, which would have obviously a large bearing potentially on potential double game weeks. Don't worry, I'll be covering it for you. But it's interesting looking ahead to game week 20, and I note that 18th plays 20th and 19th plays 17th. Yes, the current bottom four all meet each other in game week 20, with West Ham travelling to Wolves, and the other game will be our feature that week on Clash of the Correspondents. I'll be recording with Sean Norton and Matt Samuel to preview Everton and Southampton on Monday, which we'll release for you on Tuesday. The reason for the Tuesday release rather than the usual Thursday: Southampton playing the Carabao Cup quarterfinal on Wednesday, when I'm sure they can expect to get their pants pulled down by Manchester City, but just in case, we don't want it to date. And Monday to Thursday can be a very long time from a recording to a release, especially when either club may sack their manager. Frank Lampard certainly on the brink, we feel, at Everton. We believe discussions may be ongoing behind the scenes as Everton look for a new manager. It appears Lampard is probably going to get tomorrow night's FA Cup encounter at Old Trafford, when 9,000 Evertonians will descend onto Old Trafford. Southampton haven't long appointed Nathan Jones, and it's fair to say the natives at St Mary's are already restless. Chance of "you don't know what you're doing" last night in defeat to Nottingham Forest. Forest now up to 15th. Southampton rooted to the bottom. And what's most concerning for Saints fans, of course, is that Jones had a large period to work with the group. Appointed ahead of the final game ahead of the World Cup when Saints lost to Liverpool, he had the whole of that period up till Southampton's return on Boxing Day to work with a nearly full complement of squad. I believe there were only two Saints players who were at the World Cup. But it doesn't look like they've worked on a lot. And actually, Southampton almost feels like they're going backwards. And I can already sense that Saints fans are already, yes, already, four league games in for Nathan Jones, looking for a change of manager. How does it fall apart so quickly? Well, I'll certainly be asking Matt that question on Monday. And I'll be asking Sean the question of what's going on with Everton. I very much know that in Sean's case, fingers will be pointed towards the board. Totally understandable. But I do potentially have some good news for Everton fans. Not that there should be much. When you look at the fixture list following the game against Southampton, it makes bleak reading. And that's why this one is so particularly important. Because following the encounter with Southampton, Everton go to West Ham, yep, them 17th, and then play Arsenal, and then play Liverpool. Southampton still have a good run of fixtures. Villa, Brentford and Wolves follow the trip to Everton. Then they themselves walk into a much harder schedule of fixtures. Chelsea, Leeds away, Leicester, Manchester United, Tottenham, West Ham away and Manchester City before they host Crystal Palace in game week 31. Ouch. And Saints' record at Goodison Park is not good. Do you remember the great Kevin Davis goal at Goodison Park when he was a young forward signed from Chesterfield who played for Southampton? Yeah, most of us can remember that goal. Well, it may shock you to learn that is the last time that Southampton won a Premier League match at Goodison Park. Any guesses for the year? 1997. And actually, before you say, I'm sure Southampton haven't played there that much, well, yeah, they fucking have. And since promotion back to the Premier League in 2012, Southampton have played 10 league games at Goodison Park. Total points gained in that period? 3. They've drawn 3 and lost 7 of their last 10 Premier League visits to Goodison Park. What a huge game that's going to be next week. I don't think we're going to be talking FPL assets on that COTC. It's a big one for the future of both of those football clubs. That's all for 5 minutes added on. Ciao for now.